Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, hey, there's tons of ways to succeed at this, what we do. In the end, which one makes you happy? You got to get up tomorrow happy, or it's just not going to work in the long run, right?
Oh my goodness.
Be fun. This is awesome. This is inspirational.
I know. It's kind of like a Jill show.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Academy online community. It's free.
Jeff asked this question. Have you ever used the duration of ownership as a filter criteria? This was on a weekly call, and I love this question.
Me too. It's
so
great.
I'm glad it came up
great
here.
Question.
Yeah, this is one of the questions that this is. Let me preface this real quick here. This is the kind of stuff that we talk about on our weekly member calls. That's exactly where this came from, and we wanted to share this here. So Jeff had said, have you ever used a duration of ownership as a filter criteria? So going through our data and figuring out who we're going to mail to. He said, for example, owned more than 3 years, et cetera, or is it irrelevant? And Jack and I are both on the same page.
So here's a tiny bit of background. So there's a universe. We have access to the assessor's databases all over the country. And so it's exactly like it sounds. Every single piece of real estate is in that database. Mm-hmm. Every single one, from skyscrapers to pieces of land to everything. It's our job to intelligently scrub all that data down to get to the ones where you're going to send offers to owners, and it makes sense, mm-hmm. right? You don't want to send a $500 offer to a person who owns an office building. It's just silly. You're wasting money and time. So there's lots of scrubs. There's lots of filter criteria, just like Jeff said, you know, and he's thinking maybe if I just, one of the data columns in there is they purchased it on XYZ date. So he's saying maybe there's more likelihood of a person who owning property for a longer length of time that they might want to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I appreciate where he's thinking that.
Right. Me too. It's thinking out of the box, and it's
totally
a great question.
Yeah.
His question is it irrelevant? And the answer is yes. It's irrelevant.
Because we don't know how accurate that is, and B, it could have been a transfer of ownership because someone passed on yesterday and they quick claimed it over today to somebody else, you know, or whatever it is. And they now want to sell it. It's still been in the family for 45 years, but it doesn't reflect that.
Yeah.
So you might be missing some good things.
So I've said it a million times, what you're really looking for is a situation. And so there's just lots of triggers that cause people to sell their property for less than retail value. One is it's got a mortgage, right? You're not in control of how much you sell it for. The bank is.
Exactly.
One is death. You know, people sell property when they're dead. In fact, that's the reason. That's the vast majority.
It's pretty cool from the grave buying property. Just kidding. We both kind of worded those things. It's not exactly how it goes, but you get it.
Yeah. You know, and another one is, you know, family situations where they just have to sell the property, or maybe they
passed on and then the family inherited it, and that was the trigger what's going on. So totally. But yeah, there's lots of things like that triggers it.
There's four or five things that really trigger someone to make that decision. And there's way more things that are just noise, you know, and this is a very intelligent question. And I'm constantly looking for unique ways to sort data to make it better, make your yield better, you know. By the way, our yield is we buy one property per 100 letters we send out in general, land. And for about every 2,000 letters for houses, we buy one.
Mm-hmm.
But bear in mind, we're scraping the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We have members who, you know, offer much higher prices, and their yield is much higher than that.
Right. It's funny when it's... we've all done this. It's funny when we have people, they have sent out offers And they've come just like, I clearly offered too much because I have so much mail coming back. I don't know what to do with it. Because,
right.
And Lord knows we've done that. You know, yeah. We've offered way too much. We'd offer way too little. But, you know, we still find stuff. You still find gems. Things still come out of it. You know, it's not bad. But it's funny when I really have, that comes up more often where I have some members that said, I think I kind of overpriced these because every single person's sending them back.
Been there.
It's so funny. So, yep, it's good.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, there's tons of ways to succeed at this. You know, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, you got to do what makes you happy. There's lots of things to focus on. I love acquisitions. And Jill's more of on the sales side. So you got to structure it so, it, you know, it's all working and it makes you happy. You don't want to get up every day and dredge through it. You know, that's what jobs are for. If you listen to the show consistently, you're probably not real happy with your job.
We've had this common theme
because,
that comes up.
I'm sure you're not listening to it just for the entertainment.
That's true.
Sure of it.
Remember that? I met this couple last weekend and it was really cute. We were talking, they were asking about what we do and it was, you know, we always kind of tiptoe around it because you don't really want to get into it. But we started talking and they were saying, you guys should have a show. And we kind of said, oh, well, we kind of do. And we both said together, if you're really bored one day, I mean bored, or you have a long, long car ride, you know, this might be funny. It might be silly. I don't know.
You can be the seventh listener of this show.
Yes.
We have six listeners right now. Be the seventh.
That's right. You're so funny. And three of them are family. That's funny. Yeah.
So I was telling Jill before the show, she's like, what the heck is this about? She's reading the title, Tons of Ways to Succeed. Which one makes you happy? You know, she says that for like half the shows that I write.
This is
what
true.
What the heck is this?
What is this?
This doesn't make any sense at all. How can we talk about this? This is what I mean. You know, we send a lot of mail out, right? We send offers out and they come back. And so the vast majority of the people that are listening to this don't believe it, right? They're very skeptical and that's very natural and good.
Right.
But if you become a member or our members, after they send the first mailer out, now they realize, oh my gosh, there's something to this. It works, right? There's a lot. Now they start to develop a sense of what they like. There's a lot of ways to succeed. They're customizing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just happens to be that works great for Jill and I as partners because she likes sales and I like acquisition. So, but in the end, you got to decide. Let's get the basic stuff done first, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that sending offers out, offers to owners, works really well.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree. We all agree that a certain percentage of the people that get an offer for less than their property's worth are going to be a little miffed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to call you back pretty miffed about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is outside of some people's comfort level. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be yelled at on the phone ever for any reason. And it kills the business model for them. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's because not it's
everybody.
Not making them happy.
No, it's not. And it, you know what I do?
I think it's funny as heck.
I do too. And honestly, I think though, and the best way to handle those is just be confident in what you did and who you are. And just like, hey, I'm sorry. It doesn't work for you. All right. I wish you well and have a nice day.
Yeah. I have a bunch of canned answers. My favorite is, you know, I clearly made a mistake sending this to you and pricing this. I sent a lot of letters out and I don't mean to upset anybody. I thought that's what it was worth.
Yeah.
It's clearly not. Have
it's
a good day.
Easy to, usually you can calm them down.
Then they say, wait. That doesn't mean I don't want to sell it.
That's the funny part. That's the one that cracks me up. How dare you? And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. They're like, well, hold on a moment. Let's talk again. What would you pay? Oh, gosh.
Right.
Here we go. Now we're negotiating, and that does not fit Jack's.
Yeah. So then I say, no, I think you just should have a good day.
Yeah. No, I really meant that.
And that makes me happy. Negotiations is the overtone topic this week.
Exactly.
I will walk away from a deal at this point in my career.
Right.
And I do this often. I will walk away if we have to talk about price for more than just a few minutes.
Right. I agree. Thank you.
I was, you know, in the beginning, I wasn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I developed this, every little nuance of these mailers that we send out, these offers. like it contains a price. They used to not contain a price. The first mailer I ever sent out said, hey, give me a call. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can put something together on this property over here.
Right. You know?
No, and that's what happened. A million people called.
Right.
So I said, I got to put a price in there. Then and through all making a lot of mistakes, now what we send out really works. You know,
right.
Used to not even sign it, Joe. Used to not send a purchase agreement out.
Right.
It was just an offer.
Right.
This is a full-blown PA.
Right. You know what's interesting now is so many people come to us. It's a little bit frustrating, and I'm watching the people in our world get this too. Now that you have an established buying and selling history, next thing you know, everybody says, oh, I have this over here. Oh, I have that over here. And you can get bogged down in that. So I'm thinking of our topic today, Jack, and ways to succeed. And one of our ways to succeed is not be a mom and pop, kind of be a mom and pop feeling operation, but not really.
Yeah, you want to be a machine.
Exactly. You don't want to be always making $500 a week. You're not going to get ahead doing that. You have to really, but for some people that's their goal, and that's okay. So you got to really think about, you know, what makes you happy. Tons of ways to succeed. So I guess that is it right there. You could make $500 a week, and if you do, then you're going to do things a little bit differently. You're going to handle your offers differently. You're going to maybe talking to more people. I don't know. If that makes you happy, there you go.
We choose to do one thing really, really, really well. You know, when you start to talk to owners, they're going to say, hey, I have a funeral home over here I'd like to sell too. What I don't want to be, and what I really recommend not doing this, is be an opportunist. Don't do that. There's a lot of opportunity out there.
Right.
You don't want to seize it all. What did Warren Buffett say? He said, pick the top 25 things you want to do in your life and throw away the bottom 20. So now you have a list of 25 things because it's only going to distract you from the top 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
So really pick those things and that's it. And then and it really excel at it. That makes me happy.
Do you remember we had this in our own company for a while, and then we've coached other people with this dilemma, like you just said. You know, you go into this business and we tell, you know, pick something to start with. Okay, it's 5 acres. I'm going to really focus on 5-acre properties or whatever it is, in this kind of a property, in this kind of an area, because it's very easy to go, oh, this one came up over here. Oh, and this one came up over here. Now you're all bogged down, learning a new property type in a new area, and it's taking you away from really getting your feet wet and really learning this business. Keep your head down, stay focused, do what you're doing, and then do it. And it hasn't come up in a while, which I find interesting.
But probably because they listen to the show.
Maybe.
I hope.
Maybe, but that used to come up often where people go, well, what about this and what about that? I'm like, well, hold on a moment. I don't know where all that came from, and now you're wasting a lot of time. A lot of things too.
It's that drum machine analogy you use. Joe bought a drum machine. Joe was in a band. In a girl band.
I was in a girl band.
That cracks me up. I don't know.
Do you know what it was named?
Uh-uh. What?
It was When in Doubt.
That's a good name.
You like that? That was our name. We had a logo and everything.
We never really talked to each other unless we're on the show.
And my girlfriend went so far. Oh, this is crazy. She actually had it tattooed on her arm.
Oh, my gosh. Does she still have it?
No. It was later covered up and then later removed. But she went so far as to get our old band name tattooed on her arm. I can't believe I'm sharing this. So, yeah. So, we got a drummer in a box. Boy, were we excited. I had my DX7, my Yamaha DX7.
Yeah.
I thought that was so darn cool.
Do you have little skirts and stuff?
We didn't know. We were all leather. We weren't really. I mean, it was like more combat boots kind of thing than, you know, like Doc Martens and stuff like that. I mean, it wasn't like weird punk or
that
anything.
That might be the reason.
It was all electronic.
That might be the reason that you didn't make it big.
Yeah.
It's one skirts are better.
It's true. Yes, it's true. It was all black leather and jackets and stuff like that. I had bustier that I love. We won't get into that anymore.
So much mail for what I just said.
Oh, my gosh. But so, yeah, I like this has been my thing that that we bring up now and then. So we get the stupid drum machine, and it's very hard not to want to use every little sound because you're so excited to have the drum machine in that one song. You can't do it. It's overkill. You can't do the hand clap and the cowbell. You know what? Yeah. And all the sounds.
Yeah, just do
in
it,
one song.
Just pick a couple and it'll make you happy.
Exactly. So yeah, that comes up now and then. Yeah, like the drum machine. Yep. Just like that. Don't do it. Don't try to have a girl band when there's, just two of you and you really don't know what you're doing, too.
Combat boots are not in style any longer.
No. That was not me, by the way. That was my partner there. That was her thing.
God, do you have any pictures?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I got to see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could show you. Oh, yeah, I got. Oh, it's funny.
That's great.
My mom probably has more. So, yeah.
We had a member, Jill and I did a live event quite some time ago. And in a live event, there's people that come that are just brand new, you know, and they usually have jobs, so not a ton of time to really do research. And this always comes up. Whenever we get in a group of people that are brand new like that, I've got this deal over here. I've got this deal over here. Yes. I've got this deal over here. And so we basically have this show, this episode. You're never going to get anything done if you look at it at all.
Yeah.
You want to send it, make it efficient. You want someone to sign an offer and send it back to you. The price is done. It's all done. The time frame's done. How the deal's going to go down is done. It's all done.
Right. Exactly.
You don't want to ever really want to put yourself in a position, and I mean this in life, where you're sitting there explaining everything.
True.
You know, that's just you're not going to win.
Yeah.
There's relationships. People are in relationships have to explain a lot of stuff sometimes. I'm not in my relationship at all. I never have to explain anything socially to Jill at all, ever.
I'm already thinking of my own. That's hilarious. Like, I was thinking, like, as a kid, as a teenager, I never wanted to explain to my dad what happened to the car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly right.
I don't know what happened to those tires. Pop, pop, pop. I was just as surprised as you are.
If you're explaining something, it's because something's wrong.
Oh, you're hiding something.
It's wrong.
You know what?
That's right.
You're right. If you find yourself explaining something, it triggers that you might be hiding something. You don't really know what you're talking about.
You're not conveying it properly.
Correct. Get out of there.
This is, you know, that's your first sentiment.
It is.
Like a 13-year-old kid.
That's right. If you have to explain it, run.
Somebody put a video together on YouTube. I've watched it 20 times. It's videos of mostly preteen boys.
Oh no!
Doing bad stuff and taping it, and it all goes wrong, right? Like one, my favorite is this guy's. For some reason, this kid.
Oh no!
Is stacking bricks on a glass kitchen table.
Oh no!
And it just shatters. It explodes, and every single video ends with them just running away.
That's right. Like no
like
one's going to know.
Their lives. Like you say, get out of there.
Exactly. That's still my instinct too.
I know. That's what I mean. That's why it's so funny because you're still really 13.
Yeah. Nobody saw it. Walk away. Walk away. Walk away.
Oh my God. Okay. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And how to get out of stuff. That's me.
How to run for your life. That's Jill. How to avoid conflict. That's Jill.
Yes. To get just about anything you want.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Oh, you got the last lines out, I guess.
Barely.
I gotta show you that video. It's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Me and number three kid watch stuff like that all the time.
I'm sure
just
you
completely
do.
Just kids doing the worst stuff ever.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And the reason it's so funny is because I was exactly like that.
Oh yeah.
That's how I know. That's how I know.
Yes, that's really good.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.